Blog Talk Radio.
I got disconnected. Let's see what happens now.
You got connected.
I'm connected to Blog Talk.
Right. I wonder if I could.
What was that?
Maybe I should send her something now.
I sent her an email.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She also wants to do Zoom. We can do that also.
Yep.
Let's see if she gets through on this. Yes, she is. She's on. Hello.
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 Hi.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to do it by telephone, no problem. Okay,
okay,
hang on for
you. Okay, let me go to another room then, because it's a little bit noisy in this room. I'll change
okay.
My location.
Oh, very, very good. You're not on a speakerphone, are you?
No.
No, okay, very good. Hang on for Adrian.
Hi, how are you? Now I'm in a different studio here with a different system. Great. We always have a B. Okay, and now we're going to start in 10 seconds, okay? So we're going to have 10 seconds of silence, okay? And I am so happy today to be part of this new event that is going to be taking place very, very soon. You're going to hear all about it from not only the organizer, one of the organizers and a director at GNEC, but also a concert pianist, a professor of music at Stevens School of Technology, and one of the performers, top performers, at this incredible event that's taking place. Her name is Ashigol Drakokluk. She's from Turkey, but 40 years right here in the U.S., and one of the hardest working musicians and pianist, I think, that we know. She's somebody who has taken over the helm to create an incredible memorial to Patrick Sharata, who has been on this show on the ground since the beginning, and in fact was the person who, for me, Adrian Berg, our host, was the catalyst to having this show in the first place. So we're so happy that you're with us today on the ground. Tell us a little bit about the event that you've been planning and that you're going to have so much influence on so that we can actually attend.
Thank you, Adrian. It's my pleasure to be here with you. And yes, our event is coming soon. It will be on April 9, Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. in Drum, New York City. Drum is a concert venue that holds world music concerts. So it's very suitable for our purpose, which we have two purposes. One is to fund for fundraising event to collect some funds for our GNEC and for the upcoming conference in Kenya. The second important purpose is to have this performance for the memory of Patrick Shirata. I'm curating the program, and that will include world music. I will be performing piano music by George Gershwin, Scott Joplin, some Turkish composers, and also Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla. We will have a few more talented, incredible performers, a Turkish singer and songwriter, Bilge Günaydın, and my colleague at the Stevens Institute, Robert Harari, who is also a pianist and producer, but he will be performing rituals with ancient Hebrew shofar. And we also have a tap artist, Omar Edwards, who is an incredibly gifted dancer and musician, who has been in love with tap, and he will be also presenting rhythms from Africa, Caribbean, and our multicultural city, New York.
Well, this sounds wonderful. It's actually impossible to fit into only 2 hours. So I will be there. I hope everybody listening will be there. But before we go any further, tell everybody how they can get their tickets.
So the tickets can be purchased through Drum. GNEC and also Drum, on their websites, they have the information. And when they click on Drum's website, they will go to the event on April 9, and they will be able to purchase their tickets.
So remember that the website that you should go to for GNEC is very simple. It's GNEC.NGO. GNEC.NGO. You'll be able to get your tickets there, also at Drum. But also right next to our show notes, whether you listen to us on Spotify, Apple, or any of the other podcast disseminators, you will see the websites that you can go to purchase your tickets. Now, it sounds so wonderful, but there's an incredible story behind this that you certainly wanted to tell. So let's take a few minutes to tell the story behind this event.
Yes. I joined GNEC in 2020. And that was right after the pandemic, and we were holding the meetings online. I never met with Patrick in person. We had a lot of Zoom meetings, and we talked on the phone. He was very excited with the fact that I was a concert pianist, performer, and music educator. And it was his dream, actually, to have a performance of world music in Drum. And in February 2023, I organized and performed an event. It was an earthquake relief concert for Turkey and Syria that was right after the tragic earthquake. And
yes,
Patrick was very excited about this event, and he, in a few hours, he put together an ad, and he advertised through GNEC, through the UN community. And actually, he was getting ready also to come to the event, and we were going to meet there. And tragically, he passed away a week before the event. And during my performance, I also dedicate my playing to his memory. It was very sad. But it was, since then, it's been in my mind to organize events in drum that he wanted so much to do with me. And unfortunately, this is going to be for his memory. I wish he were here and we will do this together. But I'm happy that I will be able to fulfill his dream and my dream with this concert.
Yes, you know, Rollins, the one who wrote all the Harry Potter books, has a book out for adults, and it's called An Inconvenient Death. Now, I don't think there could have been a more inconvenient death than Patrick's. My story is that I am a broadcaster, and he wanted to create, and did create, On the Ground, the first podcast of GNEC. But who would actually host it? And he had such a personality. I, like you, never met him in person, only on Zoom meetings, and only for a couple of months. But he could get people to do things that nobody else could get them to do, right? And he would make things happen. Wouldn't he make things happen? So I'm sure that the people that came to your event were so many more than would have without his ad, without his energy. So this was a person who we lost very quickly. He wasn't ill.
Mm-hmm.
But I am told that there was actually a meeting, a GNEC meeting on Zoom, and he got sick right on that meeting and never recovered.
Yes, that's what I was also trying to get on the meeting, and I received a note from the members that he collapsed during the meeting.
Yes, and it was actually very traumatic for the members. And those who do remember that, please be sure that if you can, attend that memorial. You're going to want to attend that memorial because it's, in fact, both his life and his passing are a big part of our lives. I certainly was very shocked when I heard about it. We didn't know what would happen to GNEC itself because he was such a strong person. As president, and certainly this show. So everything we do in GNEC, I think, is a memorial to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you are creating a real musical memorial. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. And I'm hoping to have his friends, his colleagues from the United Nations, from his organization, to join us on April 9th, and we can have this meaningful memorial for him.
And while we have you, you did mention that there was a special purpose of the fundraising. Part of it is one of the first civil society conferences that is going to take place in Africa ever, and that's in Nairobi in May. So tell us a little bit about that and what we can expect. We've had a whole conference, a whole program, I should say, about the conference itself, which is up now for those of you who want to go to gnec.ngo or listen to On the Ground on Spotify, Apple, and so on. You can hear all about the conference, but maybe you want to tell us a few extra words about that.
I will try because we are in the process of gathering all the information and plan this conference. A few of our members will be participating in the conference in person. And so we've been working toward the completion of our participation. And I think Idiola and UM, both of our presidents, will be joining the conference in May.
Yes, and we've had them both on. And for those of you who are listening now and you want to know more about the conference directly from Idiola and UM, you can take a look at the one right before this, our last show. So thank you so much because we're hoping to get the word out in every way we can about the memorial concert. It sounds like an incredibly packed program with very unique music to hear, and it's suitable for everyone. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that has now been recorded, and we'll do a little bit of editing. We'll put something in the beginning, something at the end. We'll put it on, just like I told you, on the websites and promote it. But it also goes on Spotify, Apple, and so on. So you never know who's listening. Is this
and
okay?
And I will also distribute through my circle and on Instagram, Facebook, and other carriers.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to go get
thank
my tickets
you. And
now.
And I will also put you on our list if you wish. And I hope I will see you on April 9th.
You will. So are you putting me on your list of attendees because there's two of us?
We will be having a list of attendees, only the board members, and you also, you are part of us. And maybe for your guests, you may purchase a ticket and have donation, because most of the ticket purchase fees will go to GNIC. But I will put your name.
Put my name on, and I'm going to get the ticket right now for him. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so
perfect.
Much.
And thank you. And the person who I'm it's Stuart, who you've been talking to. He's the one who's going to come with me.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like
wonderful.
A great concert.
Wonderful.
Okay. Wonderful. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Right. Bye.